Weather conditions across the Midwest will be rather mixed today. The western portions of the region will be relatively dry. The eastern areas will be dealing with a little wintry mix of precipitation for a while this morning and early this afternoon, but we will be looking at some drying conditions shortly thereafter, and that will be temporary, though, as yet another disturbance will start moving into the region and as we get into the weekend. The forecast does suggest that the precipitation that's out there today will be mostly light. We're expecting to see the rain that's occurring this morning from Ohio into parts of Michigan to prevail for a while longer, but we will expect it to diminish as time moves forward. There's some snow that's occurring across Wisconsin, and we'll likely see that work its way into parts of Michigan as we get into the latter part of the morning and early afternoon. The storm system on radar looks like it's showing some signs of weakening, so as we go forward through the day today, most of the precipitation of significance will be confined to the Great Lakes region, with southern portions of Ohio getting precipitation this morning and then seeing drier weather after that. The next weather system that's expected to impact the region will be a very small disturbance that will run from parts of Missouri and eastern Kansas as we get into the afternoon, late afternoon, early evening this tonight, and then we'll likely see it become a line of showers and thunderstorms that will march from west to east through the Ohio River Basin as we go on into the night and early tomorrow morning. Storm system is actually a frontal boundary with an active shower and thunderstorm pattern to it. We'll likely see a few strong storms expected along that line. Rainfall totals could run upwards to 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch, with a few greater totals maybe getting up over an inch in a few spots. I'm not expecting that to be very common, though. Now, we will definitely have some potential there for some strong thunderstorms as we move through the night. Tomorrow we'll see the precipitation winding down across a big part of the region. The majority of the rains that occur overnight will be diminishing very quickly in the morning. We should be done with precipitation of significance across the region for a while. A cool surface high pressure center will settle into the region as we get into Friday and linger a little bit Saturday. But a new cool air mass will drop into the upper Midwest as we move into Saturday, and that system will work its way to the southeast across the Midwest as we go on out into the end of the weekend. That system is not likely to be very strong, but it will produce another round of rain and snow both as we move forward in time. There will be a brief amount of warming that will occur ahead of that system, but the system is coming along so quickly, it'll be difficult to see any kind of meaningful change to temperatures. The majority of the rain and snow will be focused on late Saturday night in the upper Midwest, and then across the Great Lakes region, maybe reaching down into central Illinois, central Indiana, and parts of Ohio as we get into the day on Sunday. The precipitation will be followed by slightly cooler biased conditions again, and some more drier conditions will occur. The next bigger storm system to impact parts of the Midwest will probably focus on the Ohio River Valley, and that will occur as we get into midweek next week. The temperature bias over the next few days is definitely going to be tilted towards cooler than usual conditions. We'll see widespread frost and freezes occurring across the region as we move into Friday morning and Saturday morning both, with teens and 20s likely across a big part of the Midwest. We'll even see freezes down into the northern parts of the Delta, parts of the Tennessee River Basin, and the interior sections of the southeastern states. There will be a little bit of damage done to some of the winter wheat crop, but it will not impact production. It will just burn back vegetative growth. Our temperatures in the afternoons over these next couple of days will trend cooler. Today we'll see quite a contrast with 40s in the northwest and some 60 and even some near 70 degree temperatures near and south of the Ohio River. Tomorrow we'll see 30s and 40s overtaking most of the Midwest, and we'll see those 30s and 40s still continuing as we move into the day on Friday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.